lot of these events you hear about the police department. Well, I was a firefighter. And the first question I got when I was interviewed for the job was, why do you want to be a firefighter? And I said to the chiefs that were interviewing me, I said, because you ever see a fire truck go up the street and you were excited when you were a kid? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, I'm still like it. I was like that my whole life. I always wanted to be a fireman. So I got in the fire department, was assigned to the fire academy out on Pulaski Highway, and I had to overcome a lot of challenges. I was afraid of heights. So one of the things you got to be able to do is, you know, climb on high stuff, get on the roof and things like that. So I prayed all through fire school that I would get assigned to an engine company. Well, I graduated fire school and I got assigned a 6-truck with a 105-foot aerial ladder. And I spent a lot of time at the top of it and watched a lot of sunrises. But 6-truck wasn't exactly busy enough. All my friends were getting fire, and I wanted to be able to talk about the fire that I was getting with them, but I wasn't getting it. So I transferred over to truck one at Old Town, right down the street here. And they're the busiest truck in the city. So I got the fire service I wanted. And it was just just an amazing experience to me to work around these guys who, you know, you don't hear much about, and they don't get a real lot of credit. You see what they do on the news, but then you don't really see. Like, my biggest job when I was brought in, they said, well, you'll fight the fires and you'll help the people in emergency runs, but one of the most important things you'll ever do is talk to a kid that comes in a firehouse and he wants to know what it's like to be a fireman. And it was. It was challenging because those kids, they had a lot of questions, and they wanted to know what it was like to be a fireman. And I said, you know, it's just like being at home with your family. These are our brothers. We call each other brother and sister now. And, you know, you got to work together with these people. These people, you spend more time with them than you do your own family. You miss family events with, you know, to because of a job that you feel like you want to help somebody. So, like I told the kids all the time, you know, you may not get rich, and you may get hurt helping somebody, but it's never wrong. I'm nervous right now, so I've never spoken to a crowd this size before. But it was always exciting. And what they would do when you got fire, they would strike a box out. And one day, August the 2nd, 1996, I was sitting, getting ready to eat my dinner, and they struck a box out. Now, like I was taught as a truck company, they would always strike the 4 engines out first. Then you would get the two trucks at the end of it. So they told you, if you're on a truck company, listen for the engine companies that you run with. Because, you know, if engine 6, who was in my house, was on the first engine on a box, I knew I was the first truck. So I automatically went towards the truck. So we got called out on a box on Davis Street. It ended up, it was 105 degrees out that day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And my job was, on the truck company, was to do search and rescue. I went in and did the primary search. And we did the primary search and didn't find anybody. But the engine companies couldn't find the seat of the fire anywhere. So I had a sealing hook, and my job was to start tearing the place apart, which fit in with me good because my mom will tell you, I destroyed everything I touched when I was a kid. So this really fit in Brian style, you know. And I heard the engine company coming up the steps, and I stuck my sealing hook through the ceiling, and I pulled it down, and that's where the fire was. They didn't have the hose line in place fast enough, and it flashed over. And you all saw the movies. You see the flash over, and the firemen go flying. Well, I went flying, and I went down a stairwell. I broke my right leg, my neck, my back. I've had 17 surgeries. I was told I was never going to walk again. I lost my family, my wife, my truck, my cars, everything. But I still have that desire to help. I never asked for a retirement, which I didn't get, by the way, but that's all another story. I'm fighting for it now. 10 years later, I'm still fighting for it. But if I was to ask if I would ever do it again, it's the most miraculous thing I've ever done in my life. I loved every minute of it. And if they told me, Brian, you could go out and do this again, you're going to get, you know, in the end, you're going to get not get your pension or what, I'd still do it. because there was no, I got my paycheck. I never felt as good as I did when you save somebody's life. Or, you know, like I saved a little boy's life. He used to draw me pictures of the fire truck all the time. Come by and see me. When I lost my job, I lost him. You know, so I really feel like I've lost a little bit and gave a little bit. And I don't really see that as a bad thing. Because, you know, I hope that there's somebody out there that was affected and gets into service, because these firefighters out here do one hell of a job. And they don't get paid right. They're getting their pen. Well, that's political, so I don't want to get into that. But that's me. I made it. Thank you.